I am so grateful to be meeting with the beautiful Talita today. I'm so happy that we're finally connected. I've been following you on Facebook for a while.
I'm so happy to connect with you too.
And seeing you really inspired me with so many things, but you recently just went on a conscious parenting workshop.
Yes, I did, and it was totally life-changing for me. So many amazing things that I learned, and just to be around like amazing people that are like on the same level of like really wanting to bring, you know, just like consciousness into our life and, you know, into parenting as well. So, and just to raise that next generation that way as well is so, so important, I feel. And yeah, just, it was just a really beautiful experience.
What led you to conscious parenting?
I think it all started when I found out I was pregnant with my daughter, who I was 20, I think, when I found out I was pregnant. And up until then, my lifestyle was completely the opposite of what I live right now. I was really lost. I was, I was just doing stuff that wasn't really aligned with my true purpose. Like, I was just kind of caught up in a lot of like drugs and smoking and drinking and just no real motivation to kind of do anything. And so when I found out I was pregnant, that was kind of the catalyst for me to research things. I'm like, oh shit, like I'm bringing a baby into the world, you know. And so that was the catalyst for me. I started doing a lot of research about like natural birth and alternative ways of parenting, because I also felt that I didn't want to replicate the way that I was kind of parented and that a lot of our generation is, because I feel it is totally kind of caught up in this place of like true unconsciousness, you know, just kind of following old patterns and conditioning, you know, that has no real awareness of true connection and true just something. And so it was from there that I kind of was brought into the world of conscious parenting, I guess. And then since then it's just been a massive journey of learning so many new things. And I've had a free birth with my son, and so the whole journey of pregnancy to parenting.
That is so beautiful. And have you found, like, was there resistance within your family mind to this new way of being? Did you feel resistance, or did it flow quite naturally?
With my own family, do you mean? I think there's always a bit of resistance, because especially with like parents or grandparents, like they've always loved and supported me, and I really appreciate that. But I think because it's like old school, you know, and this is kind of like a new way, it's always kind of different and a little bit of a resistance. But I do have a lot of support for just like they kind of just let me do my thing. So
it's so the example, right? Like when we just are what we are, people kind of can't like fuck with that flow, I guess. Like when you're so in the flow of who you are, they're just like, oh, well, that's them.
Yeah, totally. And when you can stand strong in that and really, and I think that's been my journey too, is just like finding myself and being able to stand strong in that and like speak my truth. And I feel like when you become a mother, it's like, you're like a protective mama bear, so it's so much stronger, you know. It's like, no, this is the way. Like I can feel it from my heart that this new way is, you know, like it's my purpose, it's like my mission.
That is so beautiful. That is so beautiful, and it's so refreshing to hear. Like you were just at an event with so many other people, but for me, like, I haven't seen much of that within the space that I'm in. Like, I haven't drawn that towards me on a physical plane yet, so it's so nice to, like, even to visualize how that would be. You're sitting with all those like-minded people that just want to better themselves and grow, and for the people that don't have that network around them or that community around them, what are the kind of the main things about transitioning from parenting to really conscious parenting? Like, what are the main things for you, for people to identify and realize, or small things that they can start kind of implementing within the way that they are with their children?
Yeah, for sure. And I just just want to say that I was completely like that as well. Like, I found it quite hard to, you know, not having that village and that tribe. It's like we've kind of lost, you know, in our society and our culture today. It's like totally, you know, it's isolating for the mother, and especially when you're trying to do something different, like conscious parenting. And I have definitely felt that kind of isolated and not have like-minded people around me. And so for me, it was like, I just kept doing my thing and kept sharing my message. And when you're in that place, like, this is when you attract people like that to you, you know? And I had to push myself. It was really a tough thing for me to do, to like come to the conscious parenting retreat. It was like a whole other journey of itself of, yeah, pushing myself out of my comfort zone and like surrounding myself with people like that. But I think the main thing for me to move into like a more of a conscious parenting kind of style, it was, for me, it's like I'm on my own spiritual journey of like healing myself, like the inner work. And that's been such a massive thing for me, because it's like, then when you have an awareness around yourself and your life, it's like you start to become aware of everything else. And so parenting was kind of just like a natural extension of that. Realizing that, you know, it takes deep connection, I feel, to be able to relate and connect with your children. But in order to do that, you need to be on that level with yourself first, like be really, truly honest with your thoughts, with your everything. And so I think the main thing is just maybe understanding where your kind of parenting or conditioning is around the way that you relate or communicate or do certain things. Because for me, it's like been a lot of inner healing of like, okay, I picked up all this stuff from when I was a child, all these beliefs, all these things, and I just questioned everything. It was really just a matter of me questioning everything, breaking down everything. And then it's like your true self is revealed once you can like break down all the other shit. And it's hard, man. Like, this inner work and everything is hard. It's not easy, but it's just the journey that I'm on, really. Yeah, so I think, yeah, for me, it's just been a journey of awareness throughout myself. And yeah, I mean, for other people, I could just suggest of just really questioning and not just taking everything that's given to you. Like, we're so fed by society and culture of certain ways to do things, especially parenting. Like, when I first was a mother with my daughter, like when I look back now, there's things that I just didn't even have awareness around of things that were kind of just implanted in my brain from society, you know. And it's taken a lot of just questioning and like sovereignty, you know, of like, okay, what is actually true for me, and how do I actually want to live my life, and how do I want to raise my children. So I think it just takes a lot of questioning within yourself and just diving deep into those places. Yeah,
it's so real. And I think like I'm in that space, just passing the other side of that moon, where I'm just like calling myself on my shit. Hey,
and it's so real. It's totally the time. Yeah, and we all have it, you know. Like, it's totally. And I feel like, you know, this awakening and this shift that we're all going through is like, it's becoming aware of all our shit, but bringing it into the light with that love and compassion and ownership of responsibility, you know, not hiding away in fear and shame of it, but truly owning it as who you are. And when you let go of the fear and shame, it's like it's lost that such that negative charge. It's like you're just integrating it into who you are.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, that's so powerful. Oh my goodness. That is so beautiful. And what, like, With going through the past conditioning and delving into where your beliefs came from, what is like the number one thing that your mum taught you? Whether it's like through a heritage of pain, so she taught you to have to overcome that, or something positive, like what's the number one thing that your mum taught you?
I think it's a bit of both. My mum, I know she had a lot of stuff. She had me and my twin. I'm a twin sister. She had me and my twin when she was 15, single mum. And she, you know, she. So I think in that alone, like, I always looked up to her as a really strong woman, like being able to do it by herself. She went through a lot of shit, a lot of struggle. So out of both of those things, I took away like a positive, seeing her strength, but also also kind of a reflection of what I needed to heal within myself that I know wasn't being healed in my generations, you know. So kind of just going full in on that, like the inner healing work of things that haven't been addressed or healed, like with my mum or with her mum, or you know what I mean. So it's that generation of that saying, it's like you know, generational trauma is passed down until someone's strong enough to heal it, and I feel like that is me. I feel like this is my life of, like,
I have goosebumps when you say that, because it's so real.
It's so true, you know, and like I'm so passionate and dedicated to change that cycle, you know, for my own children, because that's where it starts. It starts with us as the mothers, as the parents, to be able to consciously dive into our shit so we don't pass our patterns and cycles down to our children like they were passed on to us. Yeah.
Wow, that is so beautiful. Have you had many times where you're like, I'm not doing it?
Totally.
Oh my God. I don't want
to
do it.
Yes, and like, to be honest, I'll tell you, like, what, a few days ago I was like in bed, I'm pulling my eyes out, you know, like, oh, like, this is hard work, man. And you know, it's like, because I'm like, I'm an empath, and so like I feel a lot of guilt too for my, like, my children, if I'm not like on my game all the time. And like, and so that's something that I've learned to work through, is like those down, dark times that we all will feel. It's like, I don't know, that faith has to be so strong, and that spirit has to be so strong to be able to push through that. And it's just learning practices that connect you to that self, so you, you know, so that you can stay strong through those times. But yeah, all the time I have those moments, all the time, totally.
I feel like that's like so me. Like, I'm either like, oh my gosh, this is an abundant universe, I'm so in love with life, or I'm just like, why am I the only one conscious here? Like,
oh my God, totally. I totally feel you. Exactly. Yeah.
Oh, that's so cool. Oh, that is so amazing. And like, so you said, like, because it, I thought, like, a number one habit that you feel like would be to instill, like, that was a question I asked, but it's like almost, from what I picked up with you, where you see it, is it's a lifestyle change.
Yeah, it's totally, and you know, it's something that I'm being called to right now in my life, is like to really step up and take full responsibility for the way that I want to live my life, because currently I don't feel like I'm fully 100% committing to it, because it's like, it's hard.
Oh my God, I so fucking resonate with you right now.
Yeah,
because it's totally, like, the universe is like, yeah, have anything, just be clear. And I'm like, what? Yeah, anything's yours. You've got the minute, just be clear. And you're like,
And also it takes, like, massive responsibility, because, like, we are co-creators with this universe, right? But we are the actually ones that have to pave out that pathway. Like, it's not just going to happen to us if we align our mind. And, you know, like, this is something that I've really kind of learned with, like, manifesting and, like, my own spiritual journey. It's like, I know that feeling of alignment within myself, and, like, being abundant in the universe is love, and, like, truly feeling that, but also feeling the other side where it's like, I actually have to take the action and do the work it takes to live the life that I want. I can't be stuck in old patterns and old ways that are so easy to fall into, because we're all conditioned like that. And you know, the way that I grew up is not the way that I want my, like, to live my life, like the lifestyle. So for me, it's just, yeah, taking radical responsibility and just showing the fuck up for yourself, and like really just digging deep. I'll just share this. I watched this interview on Impact Theory of this guy, David Goggins. I don't know if you know him.
Yes, he's, I, like, love David Goggins.
Yeah, he's like the strongest man. So he like kind of talks about how we live in this mediocre world, and we're kind of, all of us are living at like 30 or 40% of our true potential, because our mind rules everything, but our mind has this like governor who will kind of keep us in our comfort zone, who doesn't want us to go out of our comfort zone, to keep us safe, kind of. And so we're all kind of just living in this, not our true potential, and what it takes to be able to rise above that 30 or 40% is like true, you have to push past it, and it's consistency, and it's having a strong mind, and like not falling into those comfortable habits or comfortable patterns that you have. It's like taking full ownership. And he talks about like diving deep into your shame and your fear and that shadow aspect of yourself, and that's how you find the courage and the motivation and the passion to, you know, go the other end. Yeah. So it's yeah, it's a massive thing that I'm going through right now anyway. It's just committing to what it is that I actually want to do and create in the way that I want to live, and just pushing past those boundaries of the mind, because that's all it is. It's like it's all in your mind. All those limits and everything is your mind. Yeah.
It's so real, eh? I did a chakra meditation in our group last night, and I feel stillness is so amazing, and being able to separate what you actually think you're thinking, but what self, soul, and the big I is actually thinking. Like, you might think, oh no, but my self is saying that this person's done this and this person's done that, but you dip into the heart, into your heart, which is the mind of the soul, and it's just like, forgive. Love.
Yeah, totally.
We'll forgive. And it's like when you tap into that space, that you're, there's infinite bliss and infinite peace, and it's not any, so all those ego feelings are just not even what is true or what's in reality or what really exists.
Amazing. Oh, that's so beautiful. And I don't know if you know Abraham Hicks.
Yes.
Yes. Uh-huh. Oh man, life. Like, I just listen to him or her, both of them, every day. And yeah, she just talks about like our inner being, like our soul, our true spirit is, you know, we always see someone else's true inner being and their most positive reflection. And, you know, and it's when we're seeing someone or a situation or something that's kind of negative, or we're blaming, then we know it's coming from our ego self, and that wants to, you know, blame or not take full responsibility. And that's a massive thing too. It's like, if you're having a reflection of maybe a circumstance or someone in your life that you don't, you know, that is making you angry or you don't want, it's like looking deeper within yourself and why are you attracting this? What lesson are you being learned? What are you know, it's all within. Like, you are actually attracting all these situations. What perspective do you need to change? You know, moving from your ego into your heart. So that's been a massive lesson as well.
Yes.
Being in, especially being in a relationship for so long, and just, you know, we can get caught up in kind of blaming each other or blaming other people for certain things. And it's like, actually, you have to take a look at yourself and what are you attracting from this person, or what are you putting out that, well, you know, your perspective. So that's been a massive thing too, is always just everything in your life is just a reflection of your own inner self. Yeah.
So real. I think that all the time when I sit down with people and talk to them, and I'll sit down and I have go to a few spiritual groups, and I think, what version of myself am I meeting today? You know, and
yeah,
you just sit
totally
there and think,
right?
And you sit and stir at some of them and think, oh, I'm challenging myself today, or really having that wholesome understanding. I love that. And Abraham absolutely woke me up, the way that Esther Abraham explained life and the vortex and manifestation. It's
amazing.
Just such a, we have, like, within this time, within the white young period, the age of enlightenment, there's so many tools around, eh? There's so many tools and resources and people that are just there, and it's just being able to tap into that, out of the fear and into the love, eh?
Totally, absolutely. Yeah, totally. And I'll just touch back on when you're attracting certain people or circumstances you don't like, it's like that shadow aspect of yourself. Sorry, that's what I was meaning to say, is like looking at the shadow aspect of yourself and understanding why you would think certain things about someone. So yeah, it's just like I said, all the inner game. But yeah, that's been a massive thing for me, is always like, what aspects of myself need to heal through that? Why am I not looking at the world as it's abundant and love, and like from that place of your true inner being? You know, because when you're grounded in that, like you said, the vortex and everything, you can see it so clearly, and it's like everything is love, and like it truly is, you know, it actually truly is. Yeah, bliss and peace. Yeah,
I think that I'm so grateful that I've had this, similar to you, is that feeling, like those feelings of alignment, So you know everything else that's not that, you know? So it's so beautiful that we have been, you know, been blessed and worked to that space that we know everything that's not who it is we really are, eh? That feeling of alignment, that feeling of being in your bliss, and oh, it's so beautiful.
Yeah, it absolutely is so beautiful. And it's, yeah, those other parts are just there to, you know, for us to integrate rather than kind of suppress or feel guilt or shame around those feelings that we feel. It's like, it just takes a lot of awareness. It just, that's like the key, is like awareness and everything that you are thinking, the choices that you're making, why you're making certain decisions, like really going deep. And it's so deep. Like, most of our shit comes from our childhood, you know, like from 0 to 7 is when like our subconscious mind is programmed. So it's taken me a lot of inner child work to, you know, to just understand why certain habits and certain beliefs and stuff that I have about myself, it's such a deep thing, you know, this journey of self-discovery. It takes a lot of compassion as well, a lot of love and compassion for yourself. And I've learned through this journey is like true self-love and acceptance. Like I don't always feel that, I really don't. Like, I'll be honest, I don't always feel that. I do get caught up in the shame and the fear and like the unworthiness, you know. But it's consistently being able to bring yourself back to that centered and grounded place through that connection with spirit and through that connection with your inner being and that trust, that complete trust that this universe is amazing. We are abundant. We are love, you know?
Do you think, what are your kind of top tips in keeping an awareness? Like, what would you recommend for people? Do you have a stillness practice or, like affirmations, or are you just in that space when you wake up, visual? Like, what are your tools that you use to maintain aware throughout the day? Because I think that so often it's easy. Like, I know for me, if I have a prime and I have a really good morning, it can last till like lunchtime.
Yeah, and totally, then I totally feel you. And then in the afternoon, it's like, oh shit.
But it's like, what are your tools in keeping and maintaining awareness throughout the day?
Well, I totally resonate with you with that. Like, you know, if I'm feeling really good in the morning and then in the afternoon I'm not feeling so great. So for me, it's just about, because I know I have felt that alignment place, right? We both have felt that. And it's about being consistent and coming back to that place, because the more that we can come back to that place, that alignment state, the easier it is for us to come back. So I think the first goal is to, bring some sort of consistency into that. So for me, I guess it's for me, I don't know, I feel like the alignment and that state of like pure just connected with myself comes from like a different range of things. So, and also each choice that I'm making. So if I'm making choices that aren't great for me, like, you know, eating bad food or not choosing to go out and be in nature or kind of being stuck inside for the day or something like that, it's like these choices kind of build up on each other, and then like one day I might be feeling really shit, and it's like looking back at my choices and taking responsibility. Okay, so what actually made me feel like this? What choices? And it's all a learning journey, you know, it's all learning for me. But yeah, totally. Meditation is really awesome. Also, as a mother and having 2 young babies, I feel like it's so freaking key for me to be able to take that time for myself. Like, otherwise my mind is just crazy, you know, that stillness and that. And also like self-love practices, where it's like I literally just sit with myself and like look at myself and like really appreciate myself and my beauty and my essence and my nature, and really just giving myself love, you know. And from that place, it's like you feel that. So if you're feeling radiant and beautiful and positive and abundant, you know, that's what you're going to express. So it's all about how you feel from the inside. And so like there's so many different practices, but I guess the key is just whatever makes you feel good on the inside, you know. And when you can feel good from that place, then you can just radiate it out. But awareness for me is something that has kind of come into my life through this questioning everything, questioning my mind, questioning my beliefs, questioning society, questioning everything, and realizing that Okay, most of our life and most of the way that we live is actually conditioned, and it's actually not ours, you know? And it's like taking back our power and our true sovereignty into knowing that we can actually create our reality. We don't, and just really being careful with your energy too. Like, what are you watching? What are you intaking? Who are you around? Like, all this stuff affects you know? And that's been a massive thing for me too, like completely changing my lifestyle like that. Just being really, really aware of the stuff that I'm putting on my body, what I'm eating, who I'm surrounding myself with, what things I'm listening to, what things I'm watching, you know? Because that all affects our energy. So, yeah.
Radical responsibility, eh?
Totally. It totally comes down to that. And, you know, the reason why it's so hard is because it's easy for us to just sit back and kind of blame everyone else, you know? Radical responsibility is just that. It's like taking full ownership of your shit, ownership of exactly where you are in your life, you know? And because most of us aren't where we want to be in life, and we're not willing to own that and take responsibility from that. But when we can take responsibility, that's when we are in our power, and that's when we can create and you know, yeah, express from there.
Oh, that is so beautiful. We're just sharing all this wisdom. I feel like this is going to be so helpful for so many people. And I just want to quickly talk about conscious conversations and quickly have a little plug on sharing your whakaaro, your vision with what you're putting into place and putting out into the world. Because I see that you have you've connected with some really cool people. I've really enjoyed listening to some of your conversations, or the ones that I have, I've liked them all. So,
Yeah.
what kind of led that on, and what's your vision with that?
Yeah, well, I haven't actually done a conscious conversation for a while now. I've been thinking about I'm just kind of in this stage of this cocoon of like of real healing work, and also just kind of conjuring up my next big vision and my next big creation. And so conscious conversation definitely comes into that. So I mean, there's so many other awesome people that I have reached out to that I'm wanting to interview and talk. So for me, that conscious conversation is about, yeah, creating and providing a space for people to tune in to talk about, you know, conscious living and spirituality and self-development, and bringing that to online space and to Facebook. And so it's on my Facebook page, and just bringing that awareness, because I felt like for me and my own journey, it's been really helpful for me. Watching videos of like inspiring people and like them talking about their own journey of coming from where they were and where they are. Because most of the people that I talk to, it's like they've had a really hard start to life. You know, they've been through the struggle, and now they're on the other side. And knowing that we all go through that, and that's how we get to the other side, is going through the struggle. And not everyone's life is perfect, you know? It's like that's how we do it, is going through the struggle and the dark and the pain, you know, and coming out like rebirth, like the phoenix, you know? It's like coming out of that with a new awareness, with our truth, with the message. So it truly comes from that place. Like for me, when I think about the stuff I've been through in my own life and like feelings and everything, it's, you know, I wasn't in a great place. And for me, this is just about learning how to, yeah, understand the shadow aspects of ourself and bring that to the light and express and live from that place. So, yeah, conscious conversation. I am brewing up a new kind of thing for that, and people to interview, and yeah, that's just, it's been an awesome thing for me too, of just putting myself out there and pushing myself out of my comfort zone and being able to do that, because it was really scary. It still is, you know, sometimes when I'm jumping on and going live and just putting yourself out there, that's a massive thing. So it's just been an awesome journey, and something that I'm still kind of working on and going to put out there soon. So
It's
yeah.
so beautiful that you follow that call to transmute the energy that is online. And
Yeah.
because I found myself, I always kind of hid from being online because of the energy pulls in there. And it's so nice to be able to go online and there's positivity, and people like you are using this space to help grow people and share knowledge and connect and love. And it's just such a different, it's remodeling the whole idea that has ever, you know, social media has really ever been useful, which it was intended for in the first place. It was never really used for that intention. So it's so cool.
Yeah, amazing. And that's something that I've had to work through too, is just like my beliefs and everything around social media as well, because I was like that too. I was like, oh no, social media, like not even about that kind of thing. And then realizing that actually if we change our perspective, you know, we can use this space, because you know we can connect to people all over the world. Like it's such a powerful tool, you know. And it's I feel like it's just a reflection of like our growing awareness and consciousness of being able to like, I have learned so much from the internet and like from watching people, and it's really helped me in my own journey of growth and self-development to see these people that I wouldn't actually be able to see or connect with in like real physical form. But there's this virtual realm where we can literally connect and talk. I can talk to you right now. I can talk to other people, and you know, it's like.
Nō reira, te whānau. Thank you for tuning into the kōrero today. A big ngā mihi to Talita for coming in to talk with us. Be sure to follow her on social media and keep up to date with our future posts.